May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Those of you who know me best, some of whom are here, know that I am a roller coaster enthusiast. Ferris wheels, you know, the simple wheel, maybe the double Ferris wheel, not so much. Those are dangerous, but not that. You find me a roller coaster and I will ride in it all day. So when I saw this picture just last week, it caught my attention. It caught my attention because you see that young lady there? That is what I kind of look like when I am on one of those coasters. The middle car is okay. The back can be exciting in its own way as you kind of sit there and you get whipped back and forth all over the place. But I really enjoy sitting in the very front car because right there in the front, it's just me and the track in front of me laughing and screaming in sheer delight. Maybe this is you too. Or maybe you're the other person. Maybe you have a best friend who tells you what a great ride this is and everybody is on it and you have to ride it too. And somehow or another, you find yourself on that ride. Or they trick you into taking it. It's nothing. It's just like a little kiddie ride. Not that I would do that. Right, Jennifer? No, I wouldn't do that. But there you are, you find yourself, and you're on that very first, you know, you're on that roller coaster that first, and you climb that hill, and it's pretty nice, you get to see the whole par, and you kind of, and all of a sudden, the car lets go, and you're plunging down, and you're looking a little bit like that. Not filled with delight, but frozen in fright, holding on for dear life. They call it a thrill ride, but really, that is sheer chill on that face up there. Terror. And you've seen it before. Perhaps you've seen it on your own face, or maybe you have seen it before somewhere else. With every twist and every turn and with every bump and every roll, a few corkscrews, I love the corkscrew, or a loop-de-loop here and there as well. And not just on these rides, because this ride here, you know, the average roller coaster only lasts less than 2 minutes. But you only exit this whipsaw to go out into another. You only exit this whipsaw to enter into a ride through life that really is racing towards death. You know it's racing towards death. You know that it is oftentimes spiraling out of control. You know that it oftentimes is whipping you here and there and everywhere. That it is pulling you in all kinds of different directions. And no one finds this ride in life, no one finds this ride in life to be all that amusing. And every one of us finds us in this life at some point in time looking like that. You all know that. Maybe you've been going through a roller coaster this weekend. I know how these volleyball tournaments can seem. You leave your school, you're all pumped up, you're having a great time. You have great expectations about how you're going to do. And then comes that first match and that second match, and sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And then you also know there's not only wins and losses, but there's missed opportunities, there's the mistakes that you make on the floor, there's all those blown plays. There's all the times you've gotten frustrated. Maybe at times you've yelled at your teammates. You've lost your cool. But all of that really does seem petty, doesn't it? All of that seems really rather petty compared to all the other things that are going on. And some of you are facing some of those things right now tonight. Not just competing on a volleyball floor. Some of you this evening are dealing with grief. Maybe a loved one has passed away, or somebody that you know and love is sick and hurting. Some of you know what it feels like to live in divided homes. Some of you know what it feels like when mom or dad, or maybe both even, are out of work. Life's changing circumstances. Maybe you have troubles at school. Maybe there are really problems at work. Life has thrown you a number of curves and sliders, and there you are. And of course, perhaps you haven't even noticed in the midst of your own situation that the world is also going to hell in a handbasket around you. You see institutions crumbling and families disintegrating, and there's violence at home, and there's violence at work, and there's violence on the streets, and there's violence in your schools. Immorality and decency seem to be the new normal today. And then there are our would-be leaders who are its biggest cheerleaders. We don't have a public square anymore for the free exchange of ideas. We have battlegrounds where sides are drawn, where people fight to win. And they fight to win no matter what. Not by any kind of, you know, convincing other people that your ideas are good, but instead you force your ideas. You use intimidation, public shaming, or whatever it takes in order to get your way. And when you don't get your way, well, then you have to protest some more. Personally, I had had enough this last week. I don't know about you, but I had had enough, and I was grumbling about it. I walked into the school office. I was really voicing my opinion. Went out from the back, way back in the back. Our church secretary, Stephanie, says, "Yes, Pastor, I hear you. Everybody hears you. But you got to know, you still win." Let that sink in just a minute. Yes, the world is crazy, but we still win. In the end, we still win. I have to be honest with you, it didn't take that terrified look off of my face. I still grieve. I still hurt. And I still long for a life and a time that was simpler and better. I still wish to be closer to family that I love. I still want a better time for people that have filled my life with joy. I still wonder. I still wake up and I wonder what hell lies around the next bend for me. I still cringe at the sight of yet another hill that I have to climb, yet another trial that is sitting out there on the horizon. If I had hair on my head, that's what it would look like. It didn't take the look of terror off my face, but Stephanie's words did remind me that there's another one. It did remind me that while I'm in the midst of this sin-broken world, while there's craziness that surrounds me, while I am on a wild ride, I'm not in it alone. But God is right there with me. God looked out and he saw this sin-broken world that we live in and all the things that are wrong and broken about it. He looked out at his creation, his good creation, that Adam and Eve had destroyed. And he didn't just wipe his hands clean of it and say, "I'm done." But instead, what did he do? He rolled up his sleeves. He made a promise. And he himself, his own son, for the joy that was set before him, took the ride of his life, took the ride of our life through this world and through this life together with me. He got into the seat next to me and reconciled me and redeemed me and won me. Redeemed me from sin and death and hell, part of which I create for myself and the things that I do. And he rose over them all. He won what I could not ever hope to win. And the victory is mine. The sting of death is sin and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives. He lives. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
That's an Easter cry, but you know what? We live every week celebrating Easter. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Shout it out like you believe it. Continue to confess it, because he lives to send his Spirit to be with us. It's just like he promised. But But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. His Spirit, it's here today. His Spirit has been with you today. And is here in this house reminding you of all the joys that you have had in this life. And all of the joys that you have celebrated this day. His Spirit is here to reassure us with his word. To bind our hearts with saints below, that's us, and with saints above as well. Those who have already gone before us. Those that are waiting for us at the station, that final station, that railway station of life. He binds our hearts together in that one true faith here at the font where we have been joined together in our Lord and Savior Jesus and all the gifts that he has won for us. And here again at this table where we feast on his body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. His Spirit is with us to assure us, to comfort us, to let us know, to hold our hand. And let us know it's going to be okay. It is one wild ride. But the final destination is ahead. And oh, what fun. Better is one day in his courts. Better is one day in his house. Better is one day in his courts than 1,000 elsewhere. There's so much more, so much better waiting for us. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're going to take some time right now to gather our gifts for the Savior. If you're with us here tonight, please fill out the white card that is there. Let us know that you were here. And as you do, one of the things we do here at Christ Lutheran is we pray together the call to Christian fellowship on the back. So what I want you to do is fill out that card, and when we're done praying that, pass it to the middle aisle and we'll pick it up. And if somebody does fail to pick it up, leave it on a table out there. We'll find it. We'll just let us know that you were here this evening. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we have gathered together in Christian fellowship to worship you. We have confessed our sins, and we thank you for your forgiveness. We've sung praises to you and listened to your holy word. Help us now to return to our homes and families filled with your Holy Spirit. Give us the courage to love others as you love us. And by our words and actions, make us your witnesses here on earth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.